Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
This morning, coming forward, the federal minister accused of rape breaking his silence while police say case closed. Queensland weather alert. Severe storms hit the southeast, leaving thousands without power. In the far north, homes damaged and schools closed. Investigation twist. The search for Melissa Caddick takes a turn. And the man behind the music, a legend of the industry, Michael Gavinsky, dead at 68.
This is 7 News with Jodie Spears.
Good morning. The federal cabinet minister at the centre of a historical rape allegation will break his silence today after New South Wales police announced the case is closed. Let's go live now to political reporter Olivia Leeming. Good morning, Olivia. He's planning to declare his innocence.
Morning, Jodie. Yes, he'll make a full statement later today, fronting the cameras to reveal himself as the target of these allegations, but strenuously denying them. We're told he plans to stay until all questions have been exhausted to try and clear his name, as well as the cloud of suspicion hanging over 15 of his male cabinet colleagues. These allegations were made by a woman from Adelaide who claims he raped her in Sydney in 1988. She reported it to New South Wales Police last year but didn't make a formal statement, and she reportedly took her own life last June. New South Wales Police had been investigating the claims but have since released a statement stating there's insufficient admissible evidence to proceed and the matter is now closed. The minister also wants to end accusations Scott Morrison has been protecting him. He will keep his portfolio, and the Prime Minister isn't intending to commission an independent inquiry, as critics are calling for, to determine his fitness to remain in office. Now, he cannot name this minister for legal reasons until he decides to do that himself. And we understand he's already instructed a senior defamation lawyer to look at those who have already named him online. Jodie.
Okay, Olivia, thank you. Wild weather has lashed Queensland overnight. Severe storms hit the southeast, dumping more than 70 millimetres of rain in Brisbane CBD and surrounding regions. In the state's far north, tropical cyclone Niren has been upgraded to a Category 2 system as it continues to bring gale-force winds and heavy rainfall. The slow-moving system is hovering about 280 kilometres northeast of Cairns, with the possibility of conditions intensifying before they ease. Wild weather is also wreaking havoc on the other side of the country, with storms hitting Western Australia overnight. Flash flooding hit Northern, with heavy rain battering the lower and southwest, Great Southern and Central Wheat Belt districts. There's been a new development in the case of missing Sydney fraudster Melissa Caddick. The human torso found at Mollymook on the New South Wales south coast does not belong to the 49-year-old. Forensic testing has now been carried out on more remains found at two other beaches over the weekend. But police have confirmed a foot in a sneaker discovered near Tathra does belong to Melissa Caddick. She vanished in November after ASIC officials raided her home. Caddick is accused of swindling around $20 million from investors. Australia's international border ban has been extended until June as more highly transmissible variants of COVID-19 emerge overseas. The extension means Australia has been shut to the rest of the world for 15 months, while residents are also banned from leaving unless they're exempt. Tens of thousands of Australians are currently stranded overseas. WA Premier Mark McGowan has threatened to keep his state border controls in place even after the threat of the pandemic subsides. Just days out from the state election, Mr McGowan revealed he was in discussions over how to maintain the controls, citing their effectiveness in preventing the import of illegal drugs into the state.
I'll have further conversations with the Police Commissioner about what can and should be done, but keeping drugs out of our state is important.
McGowan has since wound back the comments hours after an angry response. The federal government is calling in the army to assist vaccinating aged care residents as more nursing homes are plagued by delays. ADF medics will help to administer COVID vaccines in regional areas to get the population covered by October.
Look, that remains our objective and our timeframe. What this is about is a ramp up.
42,000 doses of the Pfizer jab have been administered. Prince Philip has spent his first night at St Bartholomew's Hospital in London, where he was transferred for treatment of a pre-existing heart condition. The 99-year-old is still recovering from a suspected kidney infection and has now spent more than 2 weeks in hospital. He's expected to remain there for several more days. The Australian music industry is paying tribute to one of its most influential figures following his shock death. Legendary producer and promoter Michael Gudinski is credited with launching the careers of some of our most famous acts and with bringing overseas stars to Australian venues.
He was the man behind so much music. The sudden death of Michael Gudinski, producer, promoter, creator, has shaken the music world to its core. Jimmy Barnes paying tribute, saying the heart of Australian music has been ripped out. Michael Gudinski was 20 years old when he founded Mushroom Records, launching the careers of Paul Kelly, Skyhooks and Kylie Minogue, to name a few. Backing generations of Aussie artists.
We forged a business or an industry, and largely it was because of what Michael did.
3 decades after launching Kylie's music career, they were back on stage together in January.
Let's have a big cheer for Mr. Gudinski!
Now, just weeks later, a heartfelt tribute. Legend, legacy, love. A titan of the music industry, one of a kind and forever family to me. My heart is broken and I can't believe he's gone. Gudinski brought the world's best down under. But above all, he was a passionate advocate for Australian music, most recently fighting to keep the live music industry afloat during the pandemic.
Right until the end, he was just... He's still this human dynamo.
Now leaving a legacy that echoes in the soundtrack of a nation. Gina Trahan, 7 News.
A Sydney man has been charged with attempted murder for allegedly stabbing his ex-wife. Security footage captured the woman, who is a police officer, being chased before the violent attack. A witness intervened before officers arrived.
She was screaming, obviously, for him to stop and to get off. I basically called out, screamed to... for him to stop as well, and luckily distracted him a touch. She then was able to get onto all fours trying to get up.
The mother of three was taken to hospital for surgery. A group of Sydney fishermen who captured and killed a huge tiger shark are now receiving threats and abuse. The deep sea predator is not protected, but conservationists are outraged.
Aboard the humblest of boats with a flimsy 15-kilo line, hunters hauled in the ultimate hook.
These guys go out and chase sharks in tournaments, point score type scenario.
An almost 400-kilo tiger shark strung up at Port Hacking by the crew of the Dark Horse after a deep-sea struggle. Far from their first prize, they've made a sport of catching them. This one nabbed just last month.
You don't see a lot of sharks. They're quite elusive.
Part of the New South Wales game fishing competition, another giant predator reeled in on a separate boat.
Posing with a dead shark is as appalling as posing with any other dead being. It's very disrespectful.
The crew wouldn't comment on the catch, the Game Fishing Association saying they're being threatened on social media. Tiger sharks are not protected in Australia, but populations have plunged 70% in the past 30 years.
They should be regarded as a threatened or vulnerable species.
After it was weighed, the tiger shark was donated to scientists for marine research. But some sharks caught have their jaws cut out to be kept as a trophy.
This gaping pair, previous conquests. Serena Andaloro, 7 News.
Tired of ads barging into your favourite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
We now face the prospect of a new tax to fund the billions of dollars in reforms called for by the Aged Care Royal Commission. Similar to the Medicare levy, experts say it could fix the failing sector, but the government hasn't committed just yet.
85-year-old Maureen O'Brien narrowly survived a coronavirus infection she picked up at Melbourne's Epping Gardens aged care home.
I could get so romantic.
A victim of a system the Royal Commission says is besieged with neglect.
A nightmare. I just wouldn't wish it upon anybody.
The final report making 148 recommendations to overhaul the sector. The problem now, how to pay for it. Even the commissioners are split. Linnell Briggs believes the government should fund it by increasing tax revenue. Tony Pagoni says that's not sustainable, favouring a Medicare-style approach. But both agree an aged care levy of between 2.6 and 5.4% has merit.
I don't hate the idea of a levy.
Every sort of working person, $5 a week, they're not going to miss that.
The government and Labor, non-committal.
We'll examine the proposals.
Care providers don't care where the money comes from, as long as it comes.
And as long as it's directed to allowing us to put better emphasis on the person we're caring for.
Critics say the additional $450 million committed by the government as an interim response is a start, but much, much more is needed.
We're not talking tens of millions, we need hundreds of millions, indeed billions, towards this problem.
There'll be more money to come as part of the budget.
But Donna O'Brien's not convinced that money will lead to change in her mum's lifetime.
Talk is cheap. You need to act, and you need to act quickly.
Rob Scott, 7 News.
Checking finance now. The Dow Jones is trading down slightly. The Nasdaq is lower. In London, the FTSE is higher and Germany's DAX gained. Closer to home, Japan's Nikkei closed lower. Hong Kong's Hang Seng fell. The All Ords lost ground, as did the ASX 200. On the commodities market, gold is trading at $1,731 an ounce. Oil is $60 a barrel. The Aussie dollar buying 78.23 US cents, 83 Japanese yen and $1.07 New Zealand. A Melbourne scientist is suing Apple after his iPhone X exploded in his pocket, leaving him with second-degree burns. Black smoke started pouring from the phone in 2019.
I heard a faint pop sound, followed by a fizz, and then I felt intense pain on my right leg.
Apple says it's investigating two complaints about iPhone fires. Myanmar remains in turmoil with military police continuing their crackdown on protesters. Officers have fired tear gas at crowds who returned to the streets to protest against last month's military coup. Video shows demonstrators setting up barricades and facing off against riot police. In recent days, security forces have used increasingly aggressive tactics against the crowds. America has a new weapon in its battle against coronavirus, with the new Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine being rolled out today. Let's go live now to US correspondent Tim Lester. Good morning, Tim. The single-dose vaccine could be a game-changer.
Good morning, Jody. Yes, three big advantages in the vaccine now in the back of trucks and fanning out across the United States for use from today. The J&J vaccine is a single-dose vaccine. No follow-up appointments required. It can also be stored in an ordinary refrigerator for up to 3 months, so it doesn't have the limitation that Pfizer and Moderna have with their vaccines that require freezing, at least for part of the process. Third advantage, it costs just $10 US per dose for a government to buy, so is relatively cheap. All of those things place it in good stead, but Johnson & Johnson has fallen behind already on its promised production of 37 million doses in the month of March. It now says it can only achieve 20. It is widely expected that President Biden here in the United States will announce a deal today between Johnson and rival pharmaceutical giant Merck, such that Merck will begin producing the J&J vaccine as well and rapidly ramp up the output of the vaccine across the country. This, as health specialists tell Americans, they should take any vaccine they're offered.
As a physician, I strongly urge everyone in America to get the first vaccine that is available to you when it is your turn. If people want to opt for one vaccine over another, you know, they may have to wait. Time is of the essence. Getting vaccinated saves lives.
The pharmaceutical companies here now forecast that the 260 million American adults waiting for vaccines might be able to at least have enough vaccines in the system by June. President Biden is expected to speak on the issue 3 hours from now. Jody.
Okay, Tim Lester in the US, thank you. In sport, West Coast Eagles star Elliot Yeo has been ruled out for round one of the upcoming season. AFL chief Gillon McLachlan has urged patience with the new man on the mark rule after it was criticised for being too harsh during practice matches. Geelong star Patrick Dangerfield has declared himself ready for round one after battling groin soreness during the pre-season. State of Origin is returning to South Australia. The Adelaide Oval will be the neutral venue for the 2023 series. The iconic ground hosted last year's series opener, but the crowd was restricted to just over 25,000 due to the pandemic. The NRL is confident a capacity crowd of more than 50,000 will pack the stands in 2 years' time. Cameron Green's star continues to rise after another century for Western Australia. The 21-year-old belted 144 for WA against South Australia in the One Day Cup. Green has now scored 511 runs over the past 10 days across the Sheffield Shield and One Day competitions. Dumped test batsman Travis Head backed up his Shield ton, hitting 142 off 86 balls as Western Australia won by 13 runs. The Central Coast Mariners have strengthened their grip on top of the A-League ladder with a 2-1 win over Perth Glory. Coming up against the form team of the competition, the Mariners blew the Glory out of the water in the first half to lead by 2 at the break. Perth scored a late consolation as the Mariners sit 4 points clear on top of the ladder. Jamie McLaren scored his 7th goal in 8 games in Melbourne City's 2-0 win over the Western Sydney Wanderers. Taking a look at the weather around the country now, tropical cyclone Mirren is generating storms in northern Queensland. A low is causing showers and storms over parts of WA. Around the capitals today, showers in Brisbane heading for 28 degrees, 23 degrees in showers in Sydney, partly cloudy in Canberra, mostly cloudy heading for 18 in Melbourne and in Hobart. Sunny in Adelaide, 26 the top, rain continuing, 23 in Perth, and showers with a possible storm storm in Darwin today. And that's 7 Early News for this Wednesday, the 3rd of March 2021.